Earlier today, we had a chance to talk to the one of the guys who's in charge of the Ottawa Beetle site. And we started off, we asked him, you know, how did the Ottawa Beetle site come about?
We started the Ottawa Beetle site on the 31st of March, 1996. It was following the second of the Ottawa Beetles convention, and a man called John Whelan started getting in touch with me shortly after that, and I guess it probably from about 97, 98, John has been the chief researcher on the site, and we worked together on it.
It's been 25 years since John Lennon was killed. Tell us a bit about his connection with Ottawa.
John came to Ottawa on two main occasions. The first one was June the 3rd, 1969. And the second was on December the 23rd, 1969. The first time he came for a peace conference at Ottawa University. And that was when Alan Rock and one or two other students at the time, who are now quite famous, first connected with John. And the second, of course, was when he met Pierre Trudeau on December the 23rd, 1969. And now, there was another event that I should mention in the same breath, because on the 22nd of December 1969, that's the day before he met Trudeau, he testified to the Ledain Committee on the non-medicinal use of drugs, namely marijuana. And we're quite pleased to have up on our site his testimony, which we got from Access to Information. So you can read all about John's feelings about what is now actually happening in terms of perhaps a move towards making marijuana more available.
Now, what's the web address for your site?
It's beetles.ncf.ca.
Do you remember where you were when you heard the news that he was killed, Tony?
Yes, I was driving along a country road in Hertfordshire, England, on my way to work. I was living in Norfolk, working in London. It's a three-hour trip. And I can remember more or less very clearly getting the news. I think I just pulled over and tried to understand what on earth was going on. I was listening to the radio, the news on the car radio at the time.
Now, apart from the breakup and obviously the death of both George Harrison and John Lennon, what would you consider to be one of the defining moments in the career and in the history of the Beatles?
When they made A Hard Day's Night, and many, many more people, therefore, were able to see what they looked like and feel them as human beings and see their delightful antics on film. Now, Hard Day's Night, by any standard, is a classic film. It's considered to be so these days. But when it first came out, it was the only pop film that I'd ever seen that was put together in a half-decent fashion.
You know what? One thing that I found astounding just over the last couple of weeks as we've been putting this day together is that the amount of young people who really, have grabbed onto the Beatles weren't even alive when John Lennon was assassinated, let alone when the Beatles took America by storm. Do you find that same sort of thing with the Ottawa Beatles site, that, you guys attract a lot of the younger end of the demographics?
You're absolutely right. We've got to the point now with the Beatles that they transcend generations. Young people hear some of their music, perhaps from their parents, like it, play it, and it's my belief that this is going to continue for many years to come. Certainly young people love the band as much as people of my generation. So as in one or two things in popular culture, if you can keep going for a generation or more, you've got the chance of then more or less staying in front of popular culture for a long, long time. And maybe we'll see in 30, 40 years' time that they are still up there being appreciated. And that wouldn't surprise me.
Thanks to Tony Koppel for that interview. And you can check out the Ottawa Beatles site. It's beatles.ncf, as in Frank, .ca. Beatles.ncf.ca.